Hello, hello, and welcome to a Real Estate Hardball with JK. As you probably guessed at the moment, this is JK. And it is my honor, my excitement, my privilege to be launching this podcast with all of you out there. This podcast is going to be all about real estate investing all over the world. All over the world, specifically the US, and also in other countries, international, all that good stuff. Okay, because at the end of the day, the template's the same. Once you learn the template, it's all the same, right? So I'm going to be teaching you, showing you, and inspiring you on making money in real estate. I'm going to show you over the course of this program, I'm going to be showing you how to do it with no money, how to do it with no or bad credit, how to do it regardless of your experience level, whether you're brand new or whether you have done 20, 30, 40, 50 deals. Doesn't matter. Whatever you bring to the table, I will show you either A, how to get started and get started the right way, or B, take things to the next level. Or see all the above. So, welcome again. This is Real Estate Hardball with JK. And what my vision is for each and every one of you to hit a home run in this business each and every time. What does that mean? It means let's make some money. So, that's what this is. That's what you're getting into. And what we're going to be doing, you know, just real quick, before I even get into that, like I already have a module, you know, 4 to 6 episode module that I'm going to be sharing with you all. Okay. And it's titled Get a Deal in 30 Days. How's that? Did that get your attention? Get a Deal in 30 Days. Over the course of the first 4 to 6 episodes, I'm going to be teaching and showing you how to get a deal in 30 days or less. I've had students that I've trained, mentored, and coached that have done it in less time. Okay, I'm setting, you know, relatively conservative estimates here, conservative expectations. That's the first module we're going to jump into in a few moments. First, you know what the show is. You know, I told you the show already, right? Real Estate Hardball with JK. Who am I? Real quick. I don't like to spend a lot of time on this. However, you have the right to know who is on the other end of this mic, right? Who is this guy who's got this podcast coming out and teaching and training and talking and yapping and all that good stuff, right? So again, my name is JK, based out of San Diego, California, and I have been a full-time real estate investor for 15 years, actually going on 16 years. Started this July of 2003. So yeah, we're talking 16 years I've been doing this business full-time. And in that time, I have done everything from flips, you know, fix and flips, wholesale, rentals, multifamily, apartment buildings, commercial properties, okay, creative finance strategies. I have access to money, and I actually am a lender to investors, both commercial and residential. So fix and flips, rentals, commercial, I've got access to money. I am a licensed realtor in California, though I don't really use that license too much. There's way more money and with way less time and effort to be made on the investment side. I do have it, though. I do have the license. And finally, I also have an insurance license. Now, why in the heck and how the heck does that tie into anything? You will learn over the course of this program. There is a way to make big time money using a life insurance strategy. And this is a strategy that all wealthy people get. They understand it. I mean, all you're doing really is playing with money. So I have access to that. So I've been doing this. And in addition to this, I have been doing real estate deals now all over the country. Okay. Again, I'm based in San Diego. Guess how many deals I do here? Oh, I don't know. Maybe 2 to 4 deals a year here. Why? Because the deals aren't as good here from an ROI standpoint. Don't worry. I'm going to get into ROI, which stands for return on investment. I'm going to get into all of that over the course of this program. So don't worry. Jay, you just said, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Don't worry. I'm getting there. Right? So from an ROI standpoint, from a return on investment standpoint, California, specifically Southern California, just isn't that great. There are better deals from a return standpoint in other markets. So as a result, for the last 16 years, I have invested in several other markets around the country, including Indianapolis, Kansas City, Missouri, Chicago, Detroit, Florida. I'm trying to think of all the different places I've been to. The Northeast, a few deals in Boston, Texas, Las Vegas, Arizona, and then, of course, some deals in California. Oh, and by the way, I almost forgot, I've also done some deals in Memphis, Tennessee. So, where am I doing them now? Wherever the deals are, okay? And in a few moments, when we get into our first module, that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is how to determine the perfect market for what you're looking to accomplish, right? So anyway, so that's the real estate side. In addition, I have been a trainer, mentor, coach in the industry of real estate investing for 12 years now. I have had the blessing to travel literally around the world, training and inspiring investors to get in the game. Okay, so not only have I traveled all throughout the U.S., you know, putting on seminars, trainings, masterminds, all that good stuff, I've done it in other countries as well. Okay, in fact, I'm probably one of the few people out there that have the claim, and I have backed it up every single time. So my claim to fame is that when I come out to work with you in person for 2 or 3 days, by the time you finish with me, you will have deals in the pipeline. No joke, okay? I'm one of the few people that have that claim to fame. So, that's me in a nutshell. That's who I am. This is JK, right? So, and we talked about the show. So what can you expect? What can you expect over the course of this program, which I'm hoping will be many years to come, right? Well, again, yes, it's about making money in real estate. Here's the thing you need to know. You need to understand something. I am not, I'm not fluffy. Well, physically, yeah, a little bit. I have a little bit of a fluff down there, right? My style is very direct. This is what I mean by this, right? My style is very direct. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, I don't sugarcoat, and I don't pussyfoot around, okay? So that's what you can expect as far as like the style of this show. That's what you can expect. And you know what? I do it for a couple reasons. First of all, that's just who I am, right? I don't BS, I don't fluff, let's just get to the point, let's get it done, let's go, right? So that's number one. Number two, I do it out of respect for you. When it really comes down to it, do you really want to be fluffed by somebody? Do you really want to be have smoke blown up your, you know, shirt? I mean, is that really what you want, or do you want the real deal? Okay? I don't know of a single person who would say otherwise. So, what you're going to get is to the point and blunt. I'm going to share with you what works in today's market and what doesn't. I'm going to be showing and teaching you strategies that work today, right now. I am an active investor. This is key. I am actively doing deals. I am not somebody who lasted a deal 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I'm teaching you strategies that went out of date in the 80s, right? No, I am an active investor. In fact, this week alone, I've already closed 2 deals. Right? And I have more coming, more in the pipe. I'm actively doing this. So my education, my knowledge that I'm going to share with you is reality-based, in the trenches, if you will, right? And it's what, and I'm going to be sharing with you what works in today's market. And now I'm going to stress that because here's the thing. What works today may not be the case. It may not work in 6 months from now, a year from now. Heck, next week from now, right? The market is constantly shifting and changing and moving. So what works today may not work next week or next month or next year. Bottom line is, because I'm active, I know what is going on in the market. I know what the opportunities are and where they are, and I'm going to share it with you. That's what you can expect from this show. And again, it's reality-based. It's not from a textbook, not from a workbook, not from a PowerPoint, right? This is real world, real life situations, strategies, techniques that work in today's market. And that is what you're going to get from me. Period. End of sentence. Okay. So one other thing to note, during the course of this program, you will have the opportunity to maybe get some deals from me or make some money from me, do some business, right? I told you before, one of my businesses is I'm a wholesaler. When it really comes down to it, I'm going to tell you I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. I'm going to pull back the curtain just a little tiny bit, right? For now, as we get into this, I'm going to rip the freaking curtain down. For now, I'm going to pull it back just a little bit. And I'm going to share with you why I'm doing this show. And I'm going to tell you, here's the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I always get that question, whether I'm doing a seminar, whether I'm doing, you know, a training, a mentorship, coaching, whatever. Jay, if you're actively doing deals and you're doing all this business, why the heck are you here working with us? Simple. First of all, it's a passion. I love helping others. I love teaching, training, and helping. My background, just so you know, I have a master's degree in counseling. Okay. Did I end up using it? Surprisingly, yes. And you'll learn that in this business, that real estate really is a people business. It's not a brick and mortar business. It's a people business. Okay. My point is, my background has always been I want to help folks. So that's one reason. Now, to be selfish, here's the selfish reason why I'm doing this business. Because I am looking for more people to do business with. I'm looking to expand my network of players, not people who sit on the sidelines and watch. Players. Okay? One of my mentors taught me, it's a funny phrase, and it's 1,000% true. And that phrase is, look, there's three types of people in this world. There are those who make it happen. There are those who watch what happens. And then there are people who stand around, looking around, wondering to themselves, hey, what just happened? I'm looking for people who are looking to make things happen. And I'm looking to expand my network. Why? Now, it's a little selfish on my part. However, guess what? It is, but it isn't. And here's why I say that. Or I should say it is, and it isn't. The reason why I say that is simple. The more extensive the network that we have together, right? As a brotherhood, a sisterhood, right? A brotherhood, sisterhood, a fraternity, a sorority, whatever you want to call it. I'm looking to build this thing out. Why? Because the more people that we all have in our network that are actively doing business, who are doers, who are movers, who make things happen, the more we have that, the more money and the more success we all have. Think about that. How awesome is that? How awesome. That is my true purpose. And in order to do that, I have to be on here, and it's my pleasure to do so. In case you haven't noticed by now, I freaking love this, right? I need to reach out to as many of you as I can, and this is one of the ways that I'm going to be doing it. So let's switch gears. Now that we're clear on everything else, we know what the show is about, we know who I am, we know what our goals, our focus, our direction is. Our direction is really simple. Get in the game. Do deals, make money, learn the business. Really simple. I can't make it any more simple than that. I'm a very simple guy. I do not like complicated. Cannot stand complicated, right? Let's just keep it simple. So with that being said, moving forward, we're going to talk about the first module that I'm going to be getting into, starting with the next episode, right? We're going to talk about how to get a deal in 30 days. Jay, did you say get a deal in 30 days? Seriously? Really? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm going to be covering over the course, like I said, it's probably going to be about 4 to 6 episodes, how to get a deal in 30 days. Can it be done? Absolutely, it can. I have closed deals in 2 to 3 weeks all the time. From the time that I find them to the time that I close them and own them, 2 to 3 weeks, right? It is not that hard. What do you need to make that happen? Knowledge. What do you need? Say it out loud. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care if you're at the gym. I don't care where you are. Say it out loud. Knowledge. You need knowledge, right? So, how to get a deal in 30 days. What is that going to entail? Well, we got to break it down. We got to break it down into the key components to make this thing happen. Number one is we got to talk about your exit strategy. First of all, what the heck is an exit strategy? What am I referring to here? Right? What is it? What's an exit strategy? Jay, that makes no sense. I don't get it. Okay? In other words, another way of saying exit strategy is, what type of strategy are you going to look for in this business to get started with? Now understand, over the course of your career, you're going to do all types of different strategies, different types of techniques and exits, right? I get that. Let's start with one. Or for some of you, let's start with the next one, right? So exit strategy simply is a fancy way of saying, what are you going to do with the property? Are you going to fix and flip it? Are you going to rent it? Are you going to lease option it? Are you going to wholesale it? What are you going to do with the property? What type of deal are you looking for? And specifically what you have to ask yourself, and we're going to get into this starting with the next episode, right? Do I need, right now, right this moment, do I need quick cash or do I need residual income, meaning income that hits my bank account every single month, right? Now, I understand. Eventually, the answer is C, all the above. I want both going on. That's what I have right now in my business is I have quick cash deals and I have residual income deals going on all at the same time. It's what makes you financially bulletproof, right? Is to have multiple sources of income coming in. That's how you become bulletproof. I get that. And that's where we're heading, right? For most people, let's start with your first or your next deal. Because if you start thinking about 20 deals from now, you're going to get overwhelmed. And human nature says that overwhelm equals frozen, meaning you don't do anything. So let's focus on the next deal. For your next deal, what do you need? Do you need quick cash? Do you need residual income? What do you need for your next deal? That is the first part of that the next episode. From there, I'm gonna share with you the major strategies under each umbrella, if you will. Whether it's a quick cash strategy or whether it's a residual income strategy, I'm gonna share that with you. Okay? Now, what is the point of that? The point of that is to help you determine where do I start. All right. The next episode, we're going to talk about, I refer to it as qualifying areas. Okay. Qualifying areas, qualifying markets. We need to fit the right market for your strategy. So let's say, for example, I'll give a perfect example. Okay. As I mentioned before, I live here in California. Guess what? I do not do rentals in California. Okay. And chances are I never will. Why? And I'm going to say chances are, I'm not going to say for sure, because the moment I say never, right? Never say never. The moment I say never, somebody proves me wrong, right? So I'm just going to say chances are unlikely I'll ever do rental properties in California. Why? Because the ROI here is not that good. The return on investment from a percentage standpoint is not that good, right? And I'll break more into this as we get into that episode. Just understand that for now, you are going to get a much higher return in other parts of the country if you're looking at rentals, namely the Midwest region, parts of the South, right? Those regions tend to give off a better return on your investment. It may mean that you're going to have to go outside your backyard to do this business. Guess what? No problem. No problem. I'm going to show you and share with you how to do that. I've been doing it for 16 years. Again, living here in San Diego, I do maybe 2, 3, 4 deals a year here. And I average about 30 deals a year for the last handful of years. So what does that tell you? It tells you that over 95% of my deals are in other states outside of my backyard. Jay, how the heck do you do that? How do you buy a house? So check this out. If your mind isn't blown yet, check this out. I have bought and sold properties. I have rentals right now that I've never seen in person. I've got rental properties in Memphis that I've never seen in person. I have flips going on in Indianapolis that I'll never see in person. Why? Why do I need to see the house? And this is where a lot of people, their minds get blown. Jay, you don't have to see it. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to smell it, taste it. You don't have to do that. No. It's called a system, and it's called a template. You want to know another key to success? I already said one of them, which is knowledge, right? Number two, Systems, okay? Where I see a lot of people lose money and make mistakes is that they don't have a proven system that they're following. They're kind of haphazard their way through the whole process. Guys and gals, you cannot haphazard your way through this business. It's only a matter of time before you get burned financially. Right? I mentioned before, I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, I do trainings, and I've had people, and I offer, training with me and all that good stuff for additional investments. And I've had people come up to me after I've made the offer, and they've said to me, man, where were you a year ago, 2 years ago? Oh my gosh, where were you? Why? Because they went out and they enlisted in the school of hard knocks to learn the business. And don't get me wrong, you will learn the business that way. You can learn the business that way. School of hard knocks, which means go out, try it, and hopefully it works. Unfortunately, that doesn't work for a lot of people. And really, how many times can you afford to lose money before you're out of the business, right? So that's my point. So part of it is you need to understand that you might have to invest outside your own backyard to get a better return on your money. That's the qualifying areas episode I will be covering with you in a few short weeks. Okay? Next, this next piece is probably, well, in my opinion, it is probably the key critical component of your business. The key critical component. This is so key that without this piece, I can safely and comfortably say you will lose. You will fail, and you will be out of this business before you even really got a chance. Okay? And that piece is, we refer to it as the power team. Power team. Okay? Understand this. I don't pound on nails. I don't manage tenants. I don't fix houses. You want to know a little secret? I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit more. Shh, it's a secret. I don't know how to fix a house. I have no clue. I've done over 100 fix and flips in my career, and I have no idea how to flip a house or how to fix a house. And guess what? I don't have to. In fact, even if you do, you're not going to do that. And I'm going to tell you, contractors tend to be some of my tougher nuts to crack, if you will, when it comes to learning this mindset, because they want to do everything themselves. Why? Because we all live by that old school adage, if you want something done right, you must do it. And I just heard the entire country say, yourself. How did you know that phrase? Because that's what we've been conditioned to believe, right? And the reality is, that is so false. I have never worked 1 minute on any one of the houses that I have fixed and flipped. It has been all my contractors. And that is key. Same thing goes for property management. The difference here, I actually owned a property management company for a while. Started it from scratch, owned it for 4 years. I sold it the moment I got the chance. You know why? Managing tenants is a nightmare, and it's only a matter of time before you become a burned out landlord. Don't make that mistake. Hire it out. So my point is this. In order to achieve ultimate success in this business, you must grasp the concept of having a power team. And I mean a power team in every market you invest in. So who is that power team? How do we screen them? How do we manage them? You know, how do we find them? All that good stuff. That will be in an episode that I will devote completely and totally to that one concept. Why? Because it really is that important. It is the one piece, like I said, that'll make or break you in this business. Period, end of sentence. Next, we're going to talk about finding deals. Now, I'm going to show you a bunch of different ways to do this, how to find deals. And write this down if you can. We're going to be specifically focusing on off-market deals, meaning not on the MLS, not listed with a realtor, okay? It's not officially for sale. However, it is. Why do we want to focus on off-market deals? Simple. Eliminate the competition, right? Work directly with the sellers, which gives you more flexibility when you create those creative strategies, right? So we're going to be focusing on how to find off-market deals. To give you an example, out of every 10 deals that I do, maybe one or two of them come from a realtor. The rest are private sales. The rest are off-market. Okay? So we're going to talk about finding deals, and we're going to talk about property analysis. And when I say property analysis, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how absolutely quick and simple it really is. See, here's a challenge I see happening with a lot of folks. They get a lead on a deal and they want to analyze it for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks before they decide to pull the trigger. Well, folks, here's the reality. In any market, I don't care if the market's up, down, sideways, diagonal, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you something. If it's a good deal, guess how long it's going to last? 24 hours if you're lucky. 24 hours if you're lucky. I had one slip through my fingers. One of my contacts in Indianapolis called me up, sent me an email with a deal that he found, and it was a smoking hot fix and flip deal. It was smoking hot. Oh my gosh, it was smoking hot. I mean, it was a good, you know, buy it for 32, put about 80,000 into it for repairs and renovation, sell it for just under $300,000. Ho, ho, ho. How many of you could make an extra 150 grand or so in the next 4 months? That's what it was, a 4 month project. How many of you would be okay with making 150 grand in the next 4 months? I know I would. So the moment I got the lead, which, you know, it was a couple hours after he emailed me. I came home, I checked my email, I called him up, and my intent when I called him up was to tell him, I was throwing a full price offer, baby. Let's not even mess around with it. Let's just go get it, right? Unfortunately, guess what I found out? Within the 2 hours that I had, right, between the time I was notified and the time that I was able to sit down in front of my computer and call my contact back and tell him, let's do it, it had already been bought. That's my point. This market is hot, and when you come across a good deal, it's gone within 24 hours or less. You do not have the luxury of time. Okay, so when I talk about property analysis, what I mean is, how do you do a quick analysis to see if the property might be one that you're looking for? And then you're going to tie it down under contract, which that's another episode, is we're going to be talking about how to use contracts like an investor, like a boss, baby, right? No pun intended, by the way. That was a complete accident. You get my point, right? So we're going to talk about analysis. How do you look at a potential deal and within 5 minutes, you know whether or not you want to put in an offer? The next part of that is, how do you write up the contract to make your offer, to lock the property down, and to protect yourself so that if the numbers don't turn out the way you expected, who cares? Get out of the deal, get your earnest money deposit back, no harm, no foul. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in an episode. And finally, I know what you're saying. I can hear it. I already can hear it throughout the country. It's resonating with me. It's resonating with me. And that is, Jay, how do we get the money, right? If I find a deal, or when I find a deal, Jay, how do I get the money for it? That's the most important part. Well, the reality is, no, it's not. It's the common perception amongst newer investors that the funding is the toughest part, it's the most important part. That is not the case at all. You've heard this before, I'm going to repeat it. It bears repeating. When you find a good deal, the money will come. And during that episode, I'm going to devote that entire episode to funding your deals, how to find the money, how to find the cash, how to make it happen. Okay? All right. Now, there's a reason why I put that at the end, because I don't want you to worry about the money right now. Don't want you worried about the money. Let's go find the good deal first. We'll get the money. Whether it's you'd use the techniques that I'm going to teach you during that module to go get the money, or you come to me. Because again, I have access to money. I have access to deals. Okay? I've got access to a lot of things that you might find helpful in your business, or you might not. It's all good. It's definitely not mandatory. It's totally optional. However, I'm here to jumpstart you or give you a little bit of a head start should you so desire. Okay, so that is what you can expect over the next 4 to 6 episodes. From there, okay, kind of looping back to the beginning, what else am I going to be offering on here? Well, I already mentioned it. You need access to money? Contact me. You need to get a deal. You need to find a deal. Reach out to me. I'll get you one. I'll help you, right? What do you need? Because here's the thing that I'm going to be doing. Here's kind of the vision of the show. Yes, I'm going to teach you to fish, okay? Because I want you to have the ability to do this on your own. I'm going to teach you to fish. I'm also going to be giving you fish along the way, okay? I want to see you making money sooner than later. And I'm assuming that that is a goal that is matched by every single one of you, right? So I'm going to teach you. I'm also going to provide deals. And then finally, and when I say deals, I mean deals, access to money, whatever you need to make it work. And then finally, moving forward in this podcast, you know, fast forward about a month and a half to 2 months, I'm going to start bringing in to interview experts in their chosen niche. Guys and gals, there are a million different ways to make money in real estate. There's not just one or two. There are, we'll say hundreds. How's that? So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be bringing experts of their particular niche to share with you what they do, how they do it, and how, if it sounds interesting to you, how you can get involved with it. Okay? That's Real Estate Hardball with JK. That's what we are going to be doing from this point forward. I am super stoked. I'm excited. I'm jacked. I can't wait to get into this and share with you everything that I possibly can. Why? Because again, my vision, my goal is to get as many people in this game as possible, as soon as possible, create that network, and let's all make some money. Thank you so much for listening. This is Real Estate Hardball with JK. I'm signing out, and I'll be talking to you real soon. Until next time.